Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello. Welcome to another Sunday Love Gram. I'm so happy that you're here with me. Thank you. Thank you. I have a beautiful song to share with you. And it came via my dear friend Rosemary, who's a beautiful poet. Many of you might know her. And she actually sung me this song on an audio recently. And I just was just, oh, it was just so beautiful. And I didn't think to get her permission to play you her version. So I'm going to play you the original that she first heard. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So it's called Sending You Light. And this version is by Melanie DeMore.
I'm sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love, no matter where you go.
Okay, I'll pause it there. It's so beautiful. And I don't know, I just, I listened to the one that Rosemary sent me, and this is a good, you know, I know I've spoken about this frequently to you about leaving audio notes for people, but I was at the time I was feeling really sad, and I was also flying somewhere really early in the morning. It was cold and dark, and I just had that sadness in my heart. And I had been texting with Rosemary just to say, you know, I need a little lifeline, please, please. In my ever-expanding practice of trying to ask for help. And she just showed up so beautifully. I mean, it was probably just maybe a 3-minute long audio. And it was her singing that song that I just played, Sending You Light. And I just remember still sitting on the plane and just feeling so sad. And, you know, as I said last week, you know, I've been swimming around in this dark night of the soul and feeling so, so sad, and then also so held, you know, by that, by her reaching out. And, you know, I knew that I wanted today to continue talking a little bit about, last week I was talking about faith, and I wanted to share. I don't really like to do a lot of preparation for these, but I knew in my head I wanted to share. I'd gotten so many interesting and beautiful and thoughtful responses from people about what faith means to them. I feel like there's a part of me that's like wants to write a whole book on it right now, because it's so interesting to me, and interesting to me how just the word itself, you know, some people have such a strong reaction to, because faith can be a super religious word, or it can also just be secular, depending on people's experiences with it. But where was I going to go? Oh yeah. So when I was just saying that to you about sitting on the plane and listening to Rosemary sing to me that song, all of a sudden I flashed to something that dropped in for me when one of you, the other thing I regret is I asked one person if it would be okay if I used something she said in her name, but there are other people I want to refer to, but I just didn't have the bandwidth or the idea to reach out to people and ask about their name. So I'm not going to share, any names except maybe just the person who told me that I could. However, I hope you're listening, and you'll recognize this probably. So I had a big insight when I was responding to someone who had reached out to me after last week's Love Gram. And this beautiful person, I love you. Hopefully, I don't know if you'll know who you are when I'm reading this, but she was saying that, you know, faith has also deserted her a lot this year, and that she was musing on how, like hope, it takes a certain amount of strength and courage to keep hold of when everything happening in our lives wants to dissuade us that it's there for us. You know, and I think that was really astute, right? Like it does take strength and courage. And I guess that's, you know, when we're thinking about the word faith, it's like, it's usually like having to have faith when it's not there, right? When things are the hardest. And then I really appreciate it because she said, you know, sometimes that strength and courage gets totally used up in simply surviving one day to the next, which I also thought was really astute, right? That it can take so much of our strength to simply like make our way through our days, and that then we need to muster up extra for faith or hope. And it's something about when I was responding to her, that what I saw for myself, and this relates to me sitting on the plane, listening to Rosemary's audio, what occurred to me that I had never really seen before is that a big part of my own faith is in connection to the people we love. I think, you know, I probably said this on the audio last week, that I really didn't grow up with a strong, or really with any sense of faith, religious or otherwise, probably. But that over the years, what I've grown to have faith in is love. You know, that it's probably not a surprise to you. I'm surprised that I was so surprised that this kind of like surprised me. I'm surprised that I was so surprised that it surprised me that love is where I place a lot of faith in. For one thing, you guys know this, that it's like if I'm going through a difficult time, I love to either reach out and offer love, which always sort of lifts my spirits and makes me feel not alone. It makes me feel connected. It makes me feel purposeful, you know, to do something loving for someone else. And or like I did with Rosemary, to simply say, I need a little lifeline. Are you around right now? And having faith that these connections will sustain us, which as I'm talking to you, I mean, I'm 61 years old and I'm still here. So they've obviously sustained me. And so that was a beautiful surprise to me this week, to see clearly that, you know, I'm certain that there are lots of other things that I can find faith in, and that I'm asking for faith in, and I'm looking for faith, and I'm exploring the idea. And I've heard from many of you with some beautiful, helpful, thoughtful places to look. And it seems to me that for me, the first place is love. The first place of faith is love. The people that we love, connecting to people, offering love, even if it's like being out at the store and intentionally trying to help somebody with something or offer a positive comment, that kind of faith in the healing power of love. So that, you know, I didn't realize that's how I was going to start this whole thing, but a couple of things I want to share with you that came from other people. Where did it go? So my friend Allison, another wonderful poet. I'm very lucky to know poets. There's a beauty. Maybe there's just a beautiful, yeah, there's something about that too, about the faith in expression and in expressing how we feel and having that heal us. But there were a lot of, Allison sent me a really beautiful long voice note. And one of the things that I loved that I want to share, I mean, I wish I could share it all, but one of the things that she was talking about that really was a new thing for me to think about is she said, I have faith in evolution, you know, like this planet and how everything evolved. And that, you know, she talked about like the way that I'm trying to, it's so beautiful, the way that things start out as these little, like one-celled little creatures that were life, and that so much else of life evolved from there. And she had this beautiful phrase, I hope she writes a poem about this, that is, the scope of the dazzling complexity of life. The scope of the dazzling complexity of life. And then she said, just looking at a flower or an animal, you know, these beautifully, how beautifully everything is adapted to its environment. And I love that. I really, really love that. And I particularly love the dazzling complexity of life. And it is dazzling. It's dazzling and it's complex. And each of us, and I think this is what she was pointing to, right? Each flower, each animal, each human, we're each so complex. And there's got to be something bigger, right? There's just got to be something bigger to have enabled all of this, to created this, to, you know. And that reminds me of something another friend said, and I'm just pulling this one from my memory. But someone else who reached out about this and said that she believes in miracles, but not faith. And that was an interesting thing, you know, like how we each differentiate the language and how we see things. And for some people, you know, the word faith has had some challenging connotations. And what this friend was saying is that for her, she believes that tomorrow anything can happen. And that's a miracle that we could, you know, suddenly something could be turned around, or, you know, if we're in a financial situation, that suddenly something can happen and we could meet somebody, that miracles can happen at any time, anywhere. And I loved that. That was really beautiful. Another person talked to me about, and hello, this is a friend of mine too, but I don't want to identify you because I didn't ask you, but another friend was talking to me about really having faith that we're guided, whether we believe in angels or spirit guides or God or, you know, a higher self or, you know, Kuan Yin or whatever we might believe, but that we do believe that there are, that there's help out there, and having faith in that, you know. Someone else that I know actually has sort of faith in that the right messages appear at the right time and the right teachers appear at the right time. And that in this person's experience, that has happened a lot. And so she reached out about that. You know, for other people, you know, and I invite you, if you want to respond, you know, to what is faith to you, and where is it concrete, and where are the questions? I would love to hear still, because I'm really interested in all of this. In the spirit of all of this, I got to go last Sunday to the Unity Church with my friend Alan, who's a fellow author at the publishing house I'm in. And I didn't know anything about the Unity Church, but it's really a lot of community and music and connection. There was really a very, really big sense of, when I walked in, I was greeted. A lot of people came up to say hi. It was a very, very, and I think that circles back. I see I'm coming to the end of this anyway, but I think that really circled back for me around the sense of how important loving other human beings is in the midst of this conversation about faith, at least in my mind, maybe not in yours. And I know that I've kind of just been a little bit all over the place. Like I said, I don't like to plan what I'm going to say, because I feel like I want to just be in conversation with you. Like we're talking across a, you know, in a cafe across the table. I like that feeling because it helps me feel like we're learning from each other. You know, I'm not teaching you anything. I don't have, you know, anything that I'm teaching you. It's more just like, I love talking about things that matter. And right now, faith seems to be up for me. And yeah, love to hear from you. Just hit reply if you want to share anything, even if you shared it already last week. I'm curious if you've seen anything more, and sending you lots of love. And you know what else? I'm going to play a little more of this song. I'm going to send you off with this light as well.
I am so
Thanks for being here. Love you.